Odin's Wolves by Giles Christian. Read by Philip Stevens. It is a dark thing now to see empty benches at the oars. The southern sky stained red with the hot blood of men. The Valkyries came hunting for heroes of the sword. Still they sing their battle song. Now, just as then. Raven's Saga. Prologue. You have come again. Some new faces, too, by my reckoning. Tramped through that thick pelt of snow out there to hear more of an old man's memories. That's because none of you has ever done anything worth remembering. You live like the goats and the horses that even now tremble with fear by your hearths while this ball-cracking blizzard frenzies out there in the dark. Fimbulvetr has begun. Mark me. This is the first of three terrible winters that presage the end of days and the gods' doom. Yet you have soaked your shoes and left your warm furs. You are tugging the ice lumps from your beards and rubbing your hands like greedy Greek merchants. And here you are in this draughty old hall. You have come for the blood. Do not deny it. You are here for the battles and the death. Because you think there is glory in such tales. That is my fault, I suppose, because even though I despise skalds and their lies, yet I still twist too much golden thread into my stories, and not enough of the cold truth. A man rotting to death, stinking and leaking rancid pus. That is the truth. Watching a blood-slathered ormate fumbling at his own gut rope, trying to push it back into his belly. That is the truth. Maybe I should talk more of those things, so that you might taste it for what it truly is. Less honey in the gruel. Yet still I say this. If a jarl comes in the spring, looking for men to pull his oars, you striplings and new beards, get yourselves down to the jetty, puff up your chests, and put a little brawn on those unscarred arms. Lads like you are not meant to carry slops to pigs and work the plough all day. That's a waste of good shoulders. Rowing shoulders! You pack your sea chests. Kiss your mothers tenderly and tell your fathers you'll bring them back enough silver to mean they no longer have to break their backs in shit with the thralls. Take the whale's road and see something of the world. Stand at the prow and feel the salt spray on your faces. I am telling you, it is the best feeling you will ever have. Learn to fight, too. A man who fears other men because he does not know how to stand up for himself is a nithing. And the gods love courage. Not that they will spare you a horrible death if that is your weird. But I have lived long enough to learn something of men's fate. Weird is like a great heavy pile of logs stacked against a man's house. At the bottom of the pile, you have the layers that were stacked and left to season years ago. These you cannot get to easily without trapping your fingers or bringing the whole lot down. Neither can you shift the whole pile at once from one place to another. If you have lived with no regard for the saga tale you will leave behind, you will find your weird grown too big and heavy to move. You will likely die a straw death. Or fall from a cliff, or see your flesh eaten by some foulness. But if you are a man who wants to leave a great blaze behind you when you cross the Rainbow Bridge, you can, by great deeds or some act of courage, shift the...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?